flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I was on the elevator today coming up, and a guy just says, how are you? Very nicely. How are you? And I then proceeded to rant about how much I hate January for like a good 30 seconds. I was like, this month sucks. It's cold, and it never ends.
He's like, that's not what I asked. I'm sorry I asked how you were doing.
I ended it by saying, that's how I'm doing. How are you doing? But January is finally over. Today is the last day of January, January 31st. The birthday of my brother-in-law, so happy birthday to my brother-in-law. Mm. Happy birthday to Craig Carton. So I decided not to call Craig. I just texted him.
Oh, you can't do that.
After shaming me for not calling him?
What you did
to
Tommy.
You didn't communicate at all, Tommy.
Yeah, you never even said anything about his birthday to him.
How do you know that?
Because you said yesterday that you weren't, so I'm just taking you at your word.
Yeah, I sent him a text.
That's because I shamed you. It did have me thinking, like, who are the people in one's life that needs a phone call versus a text?
Mm.
Like... co-worker, former co-worker, text. Like, I think that's easy.
Yeah. Definitely.
Friends, text, right?
Yeah.
Parents, you
call
gotta
your
go
mama.
Call?
Call your mom, dad, brother.
Grandparents.
Grandparents, if they can still take the calls.
Yes.
Wife.
Well, I mean, you live with them usually, so it's kind of you roll over and say happy birthday. That's the way
romantic.
Go.
Roll over.
That's not even good enough. Now you got to do like the Instagram story. Yeah. Like, here's a picture of us on the beach in July. Happy birthday.
I don't have to do that.
Here's us at our first Nets game.
Well, you've set the bar so low, Evan.
I haven't set the bar low. I write poems for them. Did I show that this week?
Yes.
My bar is very high.
Actually, you're right. Yeah.
I think kids, you have to.
Yeah, but you're not texting your kid happy birthday. I guess if you're older and your kid's like in their 20s
who do you
or
call?
Well, but you don't have to call them because they live in your house.
No, my kids are in college.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if they're older, then yes, you've got to call them. I'm still in the brain of, like, 8-year-old and 2-year-olds.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. My 8 and 10-year-olds live in my house, but my 14-year-olds don't live in my house.
So you got to call them.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I would argue calling is out. Like, if you're close enough to call them, you almost have to FaceTime them if you have an iPhone.
Oh, you got
to
go all the way with that?
Yeah. No, I usually do that.
Yeah.
For holidays and everything else.
Yeah.
It's all faced up.
But I think for the most part, for like 90% of the people in your life, I just think you've got to acknowledge the birthday with a happy birthday.
Right.
I don't think you have to go that much further than that.
Here's what you shouldn't do.
What?
When you, because you, say you forget and you see it on social media, what you can't do is just add happy birthday on the social media.
Yeah, that's lame. That's lazy.
You got to just open your text and text them.
I don't
directly.
Even think a social media happy birthday qualifies at all.
I agree.
Like, it's got to be, because that's
unless you just don't really care. You're like, oh, that's cool. That's some dude I met 10 years ago.
It's
birthday,
not only that you don't
kind of like, ah, happy birthday.
It's not that you don't care to me. It's that you're only doing it for people to see you doing it.
Yes.
So, like, Craig's a great example. Yeah. If I had tweeted at him happy birthday, then I'm not really wishing him a happy birthday.
No, you just...
I'm just getting the attention that I wished him a happy birthday.
Yes. But you when are doing that.
What was that?
You're talking about it on the radio show.
Well, that's different, though, because we're explaining the situation. Oh. But yes, I get what you're talking about.
We're talking life here.
Yeah, we're talking life. It's just an example of it. It's like my brother-in-law. Like, I said it's his birthday. Does that mean I was doing it for the attention? I'm just giving an example
of it. Yes, you wanted the credit.
Yeah. Actually,
and
no.
And then he'll request the clip.
That's true.
Sean will send it to him.
That's the thing. Like, some people think that being said or talked about on the radio is very cool. So saying happy birthday to my brother-in-law on the radio to him is like, ah, it's cool. Oh, I used to listen to FN when it was awesome, when Mike and the Mad Dog were on, you know?
What'd you send him?
What do you mean what I send him?
Your brother-in-law.
My wife sent him something. I don't know what the hell it was.
You didn't send him something?
No, she's in charge of that.
Yeah, but you don't even know what was sent?
I really don't know what was sent.
Oh, you're terrible.
You really are.
You have one sibling.
First of all, you guys double-teaming me right now?
Yes,
one at a time here.
Jeez. You have
I got to deal with both of them at the same time now?
I want to get this right. You have one sister, right?
Yes.
That means you have one brother-in-law in your whole life.
That is correct.
Today's his birthday. You couldn't even take the time to say, what are we sending my one brother-in-law who's basically my brother?
I think the way we work is that I sent something for my sister. I don't think my wife and I were breaking it down. It was, by the way, I should tell you what I sent my sister. You'll love it. Florida Panthers jersey that says mom on the back. Damn!
That's a cool gift.
That's a cool...
It says mom?
Yeah, because she's a mom. What should it say?
I don't know.
It says mom on the back, and it's a Panthers jersey. So I think it's more she takes care of that, I take care of this. Sometimes I think they just try to shame me for the sake of it.
Right.
Like, there's actually no real criticism.
No, because we both have brother-in-laws. I mean, I'm married through, you know, my sister-in-law.
You have never sent your in-laws anything.
Absolutely have.
Your wife takes care
of it. About to be an uncle here in a couple months, so I have to make another trek out there. No. I know what's going on. I may not pick it out, but I know what's going on.
I don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
No,
calling
I think
me a liar?
You're full. Yes. Yeah. In this regard, you are. Tiki knows I'm right, Tiki?
Yeah, exactly.
If you think I'm a liar, you think I'm a liar. By the way, I do have one more question about your month list.
You pick it up at the airport. That's what you do.
Exactly. Just sign my name at the bottom, honey.
Right.
Your month list that you put out yesterday. So October's first for you.
Yes.
Which you said was weather, but I assume also baseball, the culmination of the baseball
season. Combination of everything.
Fair?
Football, baseball, the weather. I love October.
We all love football, including you.
Yeah.
And the culmination of the football season is January, yet it's last on your list.
Yeah.
Why?
Because his football team is never playing again.
So, but my question is that as you as a sports fan, do you enjoy the regular season more as a football fan and you don't like the playoffs?
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Is that fair to say?
I think when I made my list yesterday, there are a lot of factors. Sports is a factor. There's a lot of factors. Sports doesn't override everything, though. Like, for example, I love baseball, right? I've said baseball is my favorite sport. Yep. August is second to last, and July is fourth to last, and March and April are right slightly ahead of it. So based on my months list, you would think I hate baseball, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or it's just further down your sports list.
No, it has nothing to do with
you
sports.
You hate the dog days of baseball, basically.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It just has to do with what I prefer in a month, like those weather.
Those are hateable days, though.
What, the dog days?
Of baseball.
See, I love the dog days of baseball. That's why you guys are wrong. You're looking too closely into it. It's not about the specifics of sports.
Yeah, Tiki, he loves him so much, somehow it only ends up being me and you doing the show, darn it.
Yeah,
I'm a loser.
So I can go watch the games in person. That's exactly why. Let's go to Lawrence at OKC. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I'm a diehard Giants fan, man, and I have to root for the Eagles in the Super Bowl because the officiating has been so one-sided all year for the Chiefs, and more so than ever against that Bills game. It's not even funny though, because
right.
I know you're in that. You have NFL ties, Tiki. You can't be honest about the way it's really going down, I don't think. And I think how else can you describe this? Like, how many calls are they going to give this guy? I hope that Philly goes out there and just blows Patrick Mahomes up. Because in the Super Bowl, historically against Tom Brady.
Who are you a fan of, Lawrence?
I'm a diehard Giants fan, man.
Are you? So are you like how you repurposed out there? Like how are you out in Oklahoma City?
So when COVID hit, I got transitioned my job out to Texas, and then when I was in Texas, I lived in Austin. And I was like, good luck buying a house in Austin. So
that's right.
You know, that wasn't going to happen.
What calls are you so upset about that the Chiefs got?
Like, you want me to list them? Like, I can't list. Look at the last Bills game. Tell me that that was a fairly officiated game.
I think it was a fairly officiated game. I disagree with you. I think it was a fairly officiated game.
It absolutely was not.
I think, Lawrence, most of the calls could have went one way or the other. And, by the way, my wife and kids are out there for a cheer competition.
Oh, nice.
Please tell them hello if you see them.
Nice. And tell SGA he should demand a trade and come to Brooklyn. Say hi to the barbers and do that for me.
Right.
Thank you.
They're staying right next to the, what's the arena for Oklahoma City?
I forget the name.
Whatever it is.
Some sponsor.
They're staying right across the
street. Oh, that's
very
cool.
And so I was like, you should go to them. That's the best team in basketball.
And the atmosphere in that building is probably the best atmosphere of any building in the NBA right now.
Paycom Center. Thank you, Sean. The Paycom Center. Yeah, she's staying right across from the Paycom Center.
That's cool. Listen, to our last call to Lawrence, we're just going to disagree. And I think a part of why we're going to disagree is I think, and I could hear it in your voice, you got venom in your voice. And you're watching things with certain kinds of glasses on. And those are the glasses of... everything's rigged for the Chiefs. And a lot of people are wearing those glasses.
Mm-hmm.
If you take them off and you just try to watch it fairly, you will see that those calls that you're so aggrieved by are very close calls.
Yeah.
And then there may be a call or two that you didn't notice with those glasses on that actually benefited the Buffalo Bills. I think this is so overstated. Now, I don't think Lawrence is a baby. So I'm not going to do the wah-wah sounds. I think some Bill fans are. Some other football fans are. I think he genuinely believes what he's saying.
Because he doesn't have a dog in the fight.
But I think he's misguided. And I think people are following suit that somehow the officials are doing everything they can to help the Kansas City Chiefs. I just don't think that's the case. I really don't. You know, and you can go through dynasties and try to say, well, they only won because they got the calls. The Lakers had that in the early 2000s. The Jordan Bulls had that. The Patriots had that. Yeah. Sometimes they get the benefit of the close call, but I don't think it's this egregious thing that's being described in some circles.
The Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. And one last thing, Evan. Josh Allen, the Bills, you want to complain about that first down still a week later? Leave no doubt. Don't leave it to a 50-50 chance.
Absolutely.
The Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Brendan's in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, guys. Hey. Just real quick, that guy Lawrence, he's not a Giants fan. So just projecting this thing, going back to the Mahomes-Brady conversation, just projecting this thing out, assuming Mahomes gets another two or three, whatever it is, which is a big assumption to make, but for argument's sake, the conversation at the end of the career is going to be razor thin. So to just dismiss those two playoff, an AFC championship game and a Super Bowl, those are significant when you're looking at just a comparison between the two of them. So I don't think you can just dismiss them like you were earlier in the conversation.
I'm not dismissing it. I just don't think it's the tiebreaker. In fact, I'm going to give you a Brady-Mahomes comparison that some people may not like. But if you really think about it and you're open-minded about it, you'll say, wow, that does make a lot of sense. The Brady-Mahomes debate is LeBron versus Michael, except Tom Brady's LeBron James. And Patrick Mahomes is Michael Jordan. Because what Tom Brady did that is so incredible is that he kept going.
Yeah, it lasted his career. And now everybody thinks that quarterbacks can play until they're 40.
Right. And we don't know that because we haven't seen other guys do it at that kind of level.